Hallelujah. Yeah, for Pastor Lydia, that would work. I have to be up. I have to be up here a little bit. I bet you, if I asked you all to preach to one another about the Christmas story, there will be amazing, amazing messages that you will share here. So it's challenging that I stand here and be the one that delivers a message, particularly around this Christmas season, where so many times we've heard the story. And when we come to read the story, some of us may even tell us what's going to come next. Today we are reading from the book of Luke, chapter 2, from verses 8 to 20. And many of us know the story so well. But this today and next Sunday, Jesus wants you to meditate on the fact that the Savior, Jesus, the Savior, was born for you. He was born for you. Let us read God's word today. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of God for people, for God's people. Please receive it as such. We praise God for giving us his word. Let us pray. God, we have read your word. In fact, this word that we've read, we've heard so many times. We pray, Lord, that you may protect us. You may protect us from that temptation, familiarity that breeds contempt, that we may take your word as a fresh word for us today. Please help us to understand this word. And as you give us understanding of this word, we pray that you give us the power to do what this word says to us. That we may not just be hearers of your word only, but those who do what your word tells us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, we do know in the Bible, we do know that there were people There were people, there was an old lady, Anna. There was an old man. There were so many people. There was Zechariah. We had been told about the coming, why his son would be preparing for the coming of this Savior. There were people that were waiting, expecting the birth of the Savior, the coming of the Savior. You would expect that when he was born, when the Savior was born, you would expect that angels would be sent to the temple, to the chief priests, to those people to announce, hey, a Savior has been born. Your prayers have been answered. He is here. But strangely, when you read through the scriptures, there's only one group of people. They are not even named in the book of Luke. They are not even named. One group of people that gets the privilege of God announcing the birth of the Savior to a group of shepherds. And that is so strange because in chapter 1 and chapter 2, Luke is naming Zechariah, is naming even the angel Gabriel, everybody. But the shepherds are not named. He just says they were shepherds living out in the country, watching their sheep by night. You ask yourself, why would God choose to announce the birth of Jesus to those shepherds? There's nothing that shows that those shepherds were even waiting or praying and asking for the Savior to come. Why would God then choose that these are the people that to whom he will send angels to go and announce the birth of the Savior? I believe the answer is in what the angel said to the shepherds. It says, I bring you great news, news that will bring great joy for all people. That a Savior has been born, is born today for you, unto you, for you, the Savior is born. Now, if it is great news that brings joy to all people, God had to be very strategic how he communicates this so that every person will believe that this is for me. If the message had gone to the temple, perhaps to the chief priest, it would be very difficult for the women in the outer court, for the women to believe that they share the same good news as the chief priest. The Gentiles out there and the other people that are not even accepted to come into the temple might find it difficult to believe this good news. So God looks at people that are the lowest, on the lowest rung of the social ladder in society at that time were the shepherds. The shepherds were, you know, at this stage, during that time, they were not even allowed to give testimony as witnesses in court. They were regarded as liars, as thieves, unreliable. They had bad language. They were in the outcast of society. So God strategically says, I've got this news for all people, so that all people will understand this. No one is left out. Not even the marginalized people. You go straight to the marginalized people. Let me put it this way. Brothers and sisters, if the glory of the Lord shines in here, and something amazing happens in here, and we go outside, you know, just as you get outside by the gate there, the people that are washing cars there, if we say to them, good news,
God says, this is what he has done for us. They will say, of course, for you, God will do that. Because you deserve it. You are in the temple. You are in the place of worship. And you are clean. Of course, God will do that for you. But if one of them out there, just the people watching, and I'm not saying they are the lowest in the social ladder, but I'm just saying, if you, one of those guys out there, if they stumbled in here, and they said, I bring you good news. This is what God has said to us. We will all say, isn't God amazing? So this is simply part of why God chose to go to the shepherds who are the outcasts in society and make this announcement so that all people, everyone, will know the Savior is born for me. No, that's our message for the day. Believe it, brothers and sisters, he is for you. He was born for you. He came for you. But there's one person who said to me, no, please explain this a bit further, and I will. Do you see what happens? Luke tells us, these shepherds were out in the country. They were living in the fields. And they were keeping watch of their flock by night. Earlier on, when the angel appeared to Zechariah, to Mary, you are not told about the time that the angel appeared. Zechariah, when he was serving in the temple, burning incense, the angel appeared. Mary, on one of these days, the angel appeared. We use our imagination. We think maybe it was at night, maybe it was during the day. But for these shepherds who were watching, living out in the fields, watching their flock 24 hours a day, every day, Luke tells us by night the angel comes. Now, let me highlight two things about night. Night time is dark, believe it or not, right? It is dark. And during the night, you got no idea who's or what is coming at you. You don't see properly. So here's the amazing thing, brothers and sisters. God knows how to locate them at night. And his GPS, he goes straight to where they are at night. Shifted to 2025, somebody today in your life, there is darkness all around you. You are in the dark about certain things happening in your life, and you have no idea how you're going to make sense of anything in your life because things look so dark and grim, and you can't see, you don't see. In the darkest moment of your life, God knows to find you. He is born for you. He will locate you in the darkest spot that you are. He goes straight to the shepherds at night. He locates them and he speaks to them in the dark. Brothers and sisters, the Savior is born for you because there will be many moments when you will experience moments where you got no clue what's going on in your life. Things are just looking grim and dark and you have no idea. The Savior is born for you to save you in your darkest moments when you're experiencing that darkness. So he goes at night. In the dark, he approaches the shepherds. Also to tell us that people sitting in darkness have seen a great light. That's one of the messages of Christmas. When things are dark for you, remember the Savior is born for you, to save you. But here's the other thing. It's not only that it is at night. We are told they were living out in the fields with the sheep. Now, there are some of our young people here who have no idea what that is like. When you are living out there 24/7 with the sheep, amongst the sheep, let me keep this holy. Let me just say to you, the sheep do not separate toilet from sleeping place. You know that, right? They are living out there in the dark, in darkness, but it is also a filthy place. And Luke tells us, in this filthy place, the glory of the Lord shines all around them. Now, it would make sense if the glory of the Lord shined in the temple, or in the palace, or in some place that would make sense. The shepherds were terrified. The same word that is translated terrified is they were confused. You know, when you are in a place that is terrifying, because you are also confused, what is happening, what's going on? No one expects the glory of God to shine in this messy, stinking place. And today Jesus says, you need to understand, look around you. Even in a messy situation, you might actually be in a messy situation, in a troubled situation, maybe in a situation that you just think, I'm glad nobody else knows the stinking situation that I am in. Look around you. The glory of the Lord shines all around you. There will be people that are constantly saying, I'm praying for you. There will be people, we just heard the testimony from Simon, people that don't know you, that will say, you know what? When I see you and you smile at me, you made my day better. The glory of the Lord shines all around them in this stinking, messy place. To say to you, God will come to you in your situations where you think, I'm in a mess. My life is in a mess. Nobody, human beings don't want to come near you. By the way, remember how Jesus says on the last day, he will say to you, I was in prison and you did not visit me. There is not one place that is too messy for the Savior. You will come into your filthy life, filthy place, filthy space. He is born for you. He will come to you to rescue you. Now, the angels then say to them, he's born for you. Even you who live in this messy place, he is born for you. Now, here's what you're supposed to do. Get up, go to Bethlehem, and you will find the baby. You will find the Savior who is born for you there. You've got to do something. Yes, he comes to you in the dark. He comes to you in this messy situation you are, but you have got to make a decision to get up and go to him. We'll leave that for next week, Sunday. We will be reading the same passage and reflecting on the Savior. But let's follow these shepherds. Do you see a sacrilege thing that they do, these shepherds? When the angels go up to heaven and they leave, and they are gone, the shepherd says, hey, quick, let's go to Bethlehem and look for this baby that we've heard about. They don't even take a shower. They don't clean up. They just go to him as they are. They just go. There are many of us who will not come to church because my clothes were not ironed. There are many of us who will not do certain things because we feel like, you know, I'm not looking smart enough for this. But the Savior says, come as you are. Shepherds, stinking like sheep from a stinking place. And God says, don't worry. So that you, shepherds, will feel comfortable. You will find the Savior in a familiar place that you are used to, in a manger. Not in a palace, but in a manger. Perhaps that's one of the reasons why he went to the shepherds. Because if he had gone to the high priest would have said, oh, they must clean up first and come to the temple. The shepherds were like, God will come and be born and be found in a manger, a place that we can connect with. Brothers and sisters, God is not asking you to perform certain things, to become clean, to become great, before you can come to Jesus. Go to him. He's born for you. He understands. He knows what you are going through. He knows what you are. He knows all the clothes that you have, even the ones you've forgotten about. He knows them. Go to him as you are. He is born for you. So the shepherds go, and they're just excited about the word they are told, and they go and they see the baby. And then they start telling everybody about this baby. You know, this is what we're told about this baby. They explain to everybody. And then Luke goes on, verse 20, he says, they returned, glorifying God and praising God. Isn't that strange to you? Well, let me tell you why I find that strange. They were told, they go, they see the baby, then they return. Same situation, same darkness, same messy place, same, nothing has changed about where they are returning to, but they have changed. They are filled with so much joy because now they know when I go into that darkness, I don't go alone. Savior is born for me. When I go into this messy place, I am not alone. The Savior is there for me. After all, when I saw him, he was in a manger, in a filthy place. He stooped so low to come into my filthy places so that when I am struggling with the filth of this world, I know I can count on the Savior who has been born for me. I will go with great joy, knowing. You know, I used to have a little nephew. He was little then. He is with the Lord now. I was studying, training to be a pastor. So I spent time in South Africa, and I would come home to Gutu. And when I was there, my little nephew, Brian, B, we would call him, my little nephew will be there and he will say, please, please, can I sleep in your room? Now, those who know me, I don't, you know, it's okay for you, for kids to come and sleep same rooms with the adults. It's not my favorite. But I'll say, okay, Brian, I'm only here for 2 weeks. Come. And young Brian would say, he would wait for me. It's time to go to bed. I would go with him. And if somebody calls me, I'll say, hey, Brian, I need to go out to talk to your granny. I'll be back just now. No, I'll come with you. He follows me. When I'm in the room, I can see little B is afraid. And I say, B, do you want me to keep the lamp on? You know, it was a paraffin lamp. The lamp on until you fall asleep. And little B would say, no, uncle. As long as I know you are here, you can switch it off. We can be in the dark. As long as I know you are with me in here. The shepherds are overjoyed because now they face the darkness knowing the Savior is with us. The Savior is with us. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what 2025 has been like to you. I don't know what the future holds with you. Please be filled with joy because you are not going into the future alone. If it is darkness, He is with you. If it is in a filthy place, He is with you. If people look down on you because of the way you look, the way you are dressed, maybe the makeup just doesn't do it for you and everybody looks at you funny, the Savior says, come as you are. He loves you. He is born for you. Next Sunday, we'll be reflecting on this Savior who is born for you. Today, we were looking at the situations that we experience. Like the shepherds in the darkness, in filthy places, looking rugged, but the Savior is born for you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes, friends, the Savior, the Messiah, is born for you and me. And for sure, it would be unfair if I don't sing the goodness of God. Let's stand, friends, and sing, I love you, Lord. Mm-hmm.